Okay, welcome. Before we start this episode, just a few words of introduction. First of all, check out the 4 introductory episodes because everything we study will, you'll have to know that information to understand anything we talk about. If you have any questions or comments, please send me an email, rabbilindenbaum@gmail.com. The spelling of that is in the show notes. Just a few things. I think there may be some Hebrew or Yiddish words we use over the course of this podcast. I want everyone to be able to understand. One of them is daven. Daven is the Yiddish word for praying, daven. Another one is shul. Shul is the Yiddish word for synagogue. It's actually related, the etymology of it is similar to the word school. It comes from a similar background, German word. And Shachris. Shachris is the morning prayers, which is what we're going to be beginning now. Shachris is the morning prayers. And that's, I think, just about it. That's all you need to know. If you have any questions or anything's unclear, please, again, email me. And I hope you really enjoy it. Okay, welcome. We're going to start from the beginning. We are ready to start actual prayer. We're going to open up our books. And just a little bit of introduction to that is that, and I'm trying to, let me just say, cater to a few different crowds, but one, people who don't know Hebrew. I know there are a lot of people who listen don't know Hebrew, and that's okay. We can pray from the English side, that'll be fine. But if we know Hebrew, people who have a working knowledge of Hebrew, I would say that they not only can read, but they know a lot of words, they also still don't know what most of davening means. And I think that's a shame. I think there's only a couple of steps you need to take to actually know what davening means. And so I do want to cover that also. So we're going to definitely look at on the Hebrew side without boring the non-Hebrew speakers and try to get everything involved. And we're going to start. So actually, traditionally, the beginning of prayers, the beginning of davening started at home. And we slowly said davening as we got up in the morning and as we experienced different things. So, for example, we'll learn about a blessing that we made when on putting on shoes. We would make that blessing when we put on our shoes. It got complicated because there are a lot of different blessings. And so we said, okay, you're going to have to remember all these things, when to say them. At a certain point, we said, you know what? Just don't say any of them. Wait till you get to shul. Or if you're not going to shul, when you start davening. And then in one shot, say all the blessings together. You don't have to say it at the right time, and that'll be on all the experience you've had until now, okay? But otherwise, that's the ideal way we want to do it. There's one exception, and that's what we're going to start with. There's one blessing that is supposed to be said at home. The rest can be said when you get ready to pray. It can be a little bit delayed, so even if you don't pray for a little bit, you should say them. I wouldn't push them off too long. Like, if you know you're not going to get, you wake up at 6 in the morning, you're not going to get to pray till 2 in the afternoon, so you should say certain other things. But let's say it's only going to be another hour or two till you get around to praying. So you can leave everything off till the formal, when you pray, when you daven. But this is the one davening, we all know what I'm going to say, but the all one prayer that you definitely should say. And this, for those who don't pray at all, this is one of the most beautiful. This is what I encourage people to start with. Very moving, very meaningful, and very short prayer. And that is called the Moda Ani. That's Moda Ani. Moda Ani is the first thing we say, actually, traditionally, before we do anything else, before we even, when we're still in bed, we open our eyes. So what's the first thing you do when you wake up? You turn to over, you press the snooze. Now, you see, today, that's not what young people will answer. The first thing they do, they wake up, they check what's going on in their life, right? Is any updates, Instagram, seeing what changed in the world, any posts. That's the first thing. And that, although we do it, is not the best way to start the day. So let's work to understand this prayer. Again, some of these things that we're going to learn will take us a short amount of time, and we'll cover it quickly, and we'll get to the point. And some we'll spend a little bit. So this one I want to spend a little bit more time on. How would you want to start your day? If you want to say, I'm about to have a day, what do you want your day to look like? So there's two things I think we want to do and that we're going to accomplish with this first prayer, with these first few words that we start our day with. We want to have a productive day, whatever it is you like to do, but I want it to be productive, even if it's a vacation day. I want it to be productive. I want to actually vacation on that. I want to be rested on that day. Whatever it is I'm planning, I want to be productive and I want to be happy. I want to enjoy my day. And this short formula will help us do both those things. Wow, just a few words. So let's see, how do we do that? So first, to understand happiness, what makes us happy? So it's not, and we know this all, it's not our circumstances. Certainly not money. Brings more problems than it does solutions often. It's not any circumstances. There are people, how does the saying go? That I used to oh, that happiness, I'm sorry, before we get to that. It's not based on any thing that's going on around us. It's our choice. It's our choice of what to focus on. We all have positives in our life. We have negatives in our life. A person who chooses to focus in on the positives will be happy, and a person who chooses to focus on the negatives will be sad. And that's the whole solution. Now, we start the day focusing on that. How do we do that? So, there's a saying that I used to, I don't know how the whole piece goes. I used to complain about my bills until I met someone who didn't have a house. I used to complain about my shoes, about buying shoes until I met someone without legs. And I used to complain, right? As you see people with less and less, you realize everything you have, things that we have, we often take for granted. This is what I have. And we always look at the things that we don't have. And the right way to do it is appreciate what we do have. If a person, they give a thought example of a person, God forbid, who couldn't see. Can't see, a blind person. If you would tell them, I have a surgery for you to be able to see, how much would you pay for such a surgery? Not going to say infinite. Nobody would give away infinite, but you'd give, think about a real number amount, okay? You think a real number amount, I don't know, 2 million? I don't have that much money. So 2 million, okay, for eyesight and for walking. And for somebody, a child, someone who doesn't have a child, to have a child, or someone, So each of these, so you woke up this morning, you can see, that's $2 million right there. You could walk, it's another million. You have children, each of them, another $1 million. You wake up just without looking very far, you have millions of dollars. Imagine if you woke up and you saw on the bed next to you, all of a sudden landed there millions of dollars. You'd be very happy. You'd be have something to focus on. So you just have to realize that. And so that's the first thing we do during the day, was we appreciate everything we have. And that is the first words of these prayers. If you're reading in Hebrew, if you're looking in English, we're going to be using one prayer book. If there's anyone who doesn't have one and wants one, I actually have extra copies. So you can follow along, just reach out to me. It's called, we're going to start on page 2. Page 3 in the English. Moida ani lefonacha. Moida means I thank, or also I admit. In Judaism, that's the same thing. When I admit to be thankful, to be grateful for something, is that I admit that this is what I'm getting. People don't want to, the opposite. People who are ingrateful is someone who's kafui type, who's someone who denies that they're getting anything from you. So I admit that you're actually giving something. I thank you, Hashem. Okay, so we start our day. The first word that we're going to say is thank you. Because thank you will bring us happiness, and that's what we want most out of our day. That is gratitude, and that will bring us happiness. Now, what are we going to thank Hashem for? What's the first thing we're going to thank Him for? And this really leads to the next thing, right? We said we want to be happy and productive. If I'm going to be productive, how do I have a productive day? There's a lot of things, but I think the most important, the basic, is believing that you have something that you have to do today. That there's something you need to do, and that you have the capabilities of doing it. So again, plug in whatever it is that you want to do today, whether you're in school, or whether you have a job, or you don't, and you just want to relax, spend time with friends. You have to believe that I need to do something. There's something that my life has purpose and I need to do something with it, and I'm able to do that. And that's the next words we say, Shechzarta bi nishmasi bechemla, that you've returned my soul with mercy. Okay, so most of these words I hope we all know. I mean, those of us who know the Hebrew. Again, I thank you, Hashem, for you returned my soul to me with mercy. And if you return my soul to me, and we view, this is a theme that's going to come up a few times, that sleep is a little bit like death. Okay, the Gemara says that sleep is 1/60th of death. What that means is that we're a little bit not there. We're not conscious. We're not in this world. And sadly, we know that actually not everybody wakes up in the morning. And so every morning that we do wake up, the first thing we do when we wake up is we say thank you, because you gave me life. Yes, I'm happy about that, but I'm also, it also spurs me on to be productive, because I say, if you're giving me back my soul and giving me another chance, that means you have a job for me and you think I could do it and you want me to do it. Now, the last words, sometimes we say, wait a second, but what about my track record? What about yesterday where I didn't do it? I mean, I want to be productive, but yesterday I wasn't as productive. Maybe in the fields that I want to be, I wasn't nice, I wasn't kind, I wasn't didn't focus on Hashem, on my religion the way I'm supposed to. So why would today be any different? How do I know that today's going to be different? And these are the last words. Not everybody translates this correctly. Last words are Rabu Manasecho. You have abundance is your faith. Whose faith is it talking about there? No, when it says that, you say, thank you, Hashem, returning my soul. You have a lot of faith. Whose faith? Usually you think faith, you think we have faith in God. It's not what it's talking about. It's clearly not what it's talking about. It's talking about God's faith. Hashem's faith in us. I don't think that's a chiddush. Hashem has faith in us. That's how we start our day. That every day that I wake up, that I got my soul back, Hashem believes in me. I don't always believe in myself, but He believes in me. And He says, I think you can do it. I know what happened yesterday. I know what happened the day before. I know you messed up. But I think today is going to be different. And today, no matter what was going on in your life until now, no matter how many mistakes you made, I think you can do it. So this is the beautiful, again, just 12 words in Hebrew, a few more in English. English is not as efficient as Hebrew. And we say, thank you. I start being grateful for the most important thing, which is my life. And I realize that my life has value, has purpose. It's productive. It was chosen. Hashem decided that He wants to give me another day of life because He thinks I'm going to make the most of it. Regardless of what I've done did before, He has faith. He has trust in us. And that's what a way to wake up in your day. Now you're ready to go. Okay. The next thing we're going to do is, okay, there are different versions in different books. You know, because I promised I'm going to use the sitter, so we'll just do the ones for the sitter. Maybe we'll speak outside the famous ones that are not in the sitter. And this, again, could really be said either way. You could say this in your home. A lot of people know it by heart. They can say it. But you can say it when you get to shul. You are supposed to, we'll learn about washing the hands, you're supposed to wash your hands before you say these next things. The only thing you say without washing your hands is Moda Ani, that first prayer that we just did. So the next one, the next series of lines that we say, sentences, actually most of them, psukim, are really about what? What are they about? Who knows, right? What are the next few lines about? They're really about the Torah. They're about, right? They're about Torah, and they're about wisdom, because our life is Torah-centered. Whether that means I'm learning all day, or even if I'm only learning a very small part of my day, right? The Mishnah says that the Torah should be your keva. Even if I work 10 hours a day and only get to learn for a half hour, but that's my point. That, for me, is the main thing. The working that I have to do in order to put bread on the table and support my family is something that I have to do. What I live for is that 1 hour of studying Torah each day. So the Torah is certainly our focus. And even if someone's not, it's not even just about the learning. It's that the Torah is the book of our values, if it's what we live by and what's important to us. And so the most important part is Torah. And yet, we don't start our day with Torah study. Some places we do, we have a class before we daven. This is an interesting kind of back and forth, a fight, a debate. Should you start your day with Torah, or should you start your day with tefillah, with prayer? Right? Which one should you start your day with? Now, I like starting, personally, I like with Torah. It wakens up the mind. It's a good way to start your day. But even me, even those of us who start with Torah, we really start with tefillah. We really start with prayers, and that's because we say the Moda'ani. We start with some prayers, then go to Torah. And there's a couple of blessings, a couple of prayers that we'll say first things first. So this is also kind of going back and forth. And the first thing we say, the first thing we say is that, yes, we love Torah, but the source of Torah, we say, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The source of wisdom is fear of Hashem. What does that mean? The beginning of wisdom, right? The beginning of Torah, the beginning of knowledge, is to fear God. Now, what does fearing God have to do with knowledge? About, right? They seem to be very separate. And really what it's kind of telling you is don't get into studying Torah until you daven, right? Our davening is our time that we realize who Hashem is, where we put our focus and how we appreciate Him. And you can't start studying until you realize who Hashem is. And so where does that come in? Why is that important? The answer is very obvious today. Today we look around, who are officially the wisest people in the world? Go to universities, brilliant professors, Ivy Leagues, and they're saying some of the dumbest things. Because if a person doesn't have Yiras Hashem, if a person doesn't have fear of heaven, if they don't have anything on top of them and no sense of morals, they can say whatever they want. They can, you can push back, but they can validate whatever they want, and they can say some of the most terrible things. So if a person wants to be wise, the first step of being wise, of actually saying something smart, is Yiras Hashem. Seichel tov l'chol osehem. There is, it continues, there's great understanding to all those who have Yiras Hashem, all those who fear God, who understand who God is, by starting with prayer and then leading into Torah study, they have great wisdom, tilos u'medeslad, and their praise will last forever. We say one more blessing, realizing who Hashem is, because that's really our focus. Yes, we want to study, but to get into study, we have to understand who Hashem is. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim, blessed is His name, His honorable name of His kingdom forever and ever. And so that is the way we start our day. We're going to stop there. We're not going to do the rest of this. Other customs of other psukim also in the realm of Torah, but this is what's in our siddur. So this is the main part. Again, just to review, we start our day with thanking Hashem, realizing that our life has purpose and that Hashem believes in us. And then we remember the Torah, how important it is, but that Torah has to start with a knowledge and appreciation of who Hashem is. And with that, we can go on and begin our day. Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. For questions, comments, and sponsorship opportunities, please email us at rabbilindenbaum@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.